Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I am your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammett, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and it's my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic traits, and all the other good stuff. This is your first... Today's episode, my mind went blank, y'all. Today's episode is going to be about, do narcissists, or does a narcissist, ever truly apologize? You see what I'm saying? Do they ever truly apologize? Do they? Ask yourself that question right there, y'all. Seriously. Ask yourself that question. Do they ever truly apologize? I know people are going to say, nope, turn the video off. Nope, Lee, I'm done. I know they don't. They never truly apologize. Yeah, that could be true. But mostly because most times they don't truly ever apologize. I know people, yeah, like, well, Lee... Y'all, oh my goodness. The words. I know people say, well, they used to say I'm sorry to me. Or people would be in my comment sections like, I got one apology in 4 years. I got one apology in 20 years. I've never heard the words I'm sorry from this person. They're never going to say it because they're not sorry for what they do, y'all. I promise you. They think you are complicit. They think you are complicit in your struggles. They think you are an accomplice to your struggles and to your hurt and to your pain. They think that you are, like I said, you are the driver or you're the passenger in this pain vehicle right here. Like, seriously, you know what I mean? It just gets into that dynamic. So if you are dealing with a narcissist, like, they don't really apologize, y'all. Most narcissistic people will never ever truly give you an authentic apology, because authentic, genuine apologies require remorse, actual genuine remorse, taking full accountability, and also specificity, y'all. I just feel like apologies from narcissistic people rarely lack all of that. They lack all of that stuff right there. Literally, apologies from narcissistic people typically lack all of that. All of it, y'all. All of it. They're not specific. There's no accountability, and there's no remorse. Y'all, if they say, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry, but I'm sorry for my part, but what about what you did? That's not a goddamn, yeah, that's not an apology. I'm apologize for my part, but what about what you did? That's not an apology. I'm so sorry for what I did, but what about you? We both made mistakes. That's not, I'm sorry, but we both made mistakes. That's not a damn apology. Yeah, it is not an apology. It just isn't. I know you're going to hear that a lot from people. It isn't, y'all. It is absolutely not an apology. It's just not. So if you're dealing with a narcissist, toxic person, or whoever, you have to understand that you will rarely, if ever, get a specific apology. They say things like, I'm sorry for everything. I'm sorry you feel that way. I'm sorry you took it that way. I'm sorry for hurting you. Those sound like apologies because people are just like, oh, they said I'm sorry for everything, so they're apologizing. No. I'm sorry for everything means absolutely nothing. It is a blanket statement. It's a warm blanket statement. It is literally a warm blanket. It's a warm blanket of a statement. Yeah, it is not an apology. It just isn't. Regardless of what you say or how you feel, I'm sorry for everything means nothing. It doesn't. Ask, if you ever hear the words, I'm sorry, if somebody ever says, I'm sorry for everything, ask yourself this right here. Ask yourself, if they say, I'm sorry for everything, ask yourself this. Ask them this. And ask yourself this. What do you mean by everything? Oh, all of it. I'm sorry for all of it. All the hurt, all the pain, everything I put you through. No. If you're genuinely sorry, make me a list of all the stuff that you're sorry for and say it's your goddamn fault that you did it. Apologize to me without blaming me. Take accountability without blaming me. Don't say, oh, well, you did this. Because as soon as they start to deflect it back towards you, it becomes less of an apology. As soon as they start to push it towards you, it's no longer an apology. It means absolutely nothing. Nothing at all. It doesn't mean anything at all, y'all. It just doesn't. It really, really doesn't. You know what I mean? So you have to empower yourself to understand the dynamic. You really do. You really do, because they're going to take advantage of you. They do not care about what you're doing. They do not care about how you're feeling. They do not care about how you're living. They do not care. Yeah, they care about themselves and making themselves look good. I think you need to understand, they want to avoid shame and accountability. Accountability is not in the narcissist's handbook. If you go through the narcissist's handbook, accountability is taking accountability is nowhere in the book. It said avoid accountability at all costs. That's chapter one. Avoiding accountability. That's chapter one right there. It doesn't say taking accountability and being genuine and truly offering an authentic apology. You see what I'm saying? It just doesn't work that way. It really, really doesn't. So you have to, you know, so you have to understand the dynamic of how the mind works with people like this, y'all. They will not, rarely, if ever, say, let's say they cheated on you with your best friend, right? Let's just say, for instance, me personally, there's no way in hell I will forgive that. But hey, to each their own. They cheated on you with your best friend, correct? Let's say this. And then, look, I'm sorry for everything. I'm sorry I hurt you. I'm sorry. Like, what does that mean, y'all? It doesn't mean anything. This them escaping accountability right there. I'm sorry for everything. What's everything? I'm sorry for hurting you. What? How did you hurt me? Well, you know what I did. Why I had to get specific? Because if you really are sorry, get specific. Put it in. Matter of fact, I'm gonna go as far as to say that specific apologies. Have them write it down. Have them put it in writing. Text me exactly what you did wrong. You know what I mean? Text me exactly what you did wrong, so I can have it in writing. So if you really are sorry, you shouldn't be afraid of exposure, correct? Text me what you did wrong. Don't say it. I want you to say it out loud, but also send it to me in a message. Handwrite it. Handwrite it to me and sign it. Handwrite it to me and sign it in front of a notary. Do that right there. You know what I mean? Because, y'all, they won't do it because typically they won't do it because they are afraid of exposure. They're afraid of everybody knowing what they've done wrong. They're afraid of people knowing that they are really bad people towards you. You see what I'm saying? They're afraid of that stuff. They really, really are. They don't want people to know who they really are. We don't want people to know who we really are, because I'm a narcissist. I know people in my comments say, well, Lee, you keep saying, "Dang, ain't you a narcissist? Ain't you a narcissist, Lee? Stop trying to escape accountability. You stop all accountability. You trying to escape it too. Shut up." I lead every video by saying I'm a narcissist. Like, I don't know what to tell you then. I say, I'm a self-aware narcissist. I'm a diagnosed narcissist. I don't know what to tell y'all. You're trying to escape accountability. Okay. Escaping accountability by telling literally millions of people every single damn day that I'm out here diagnosed as a narcissist. Okay. Got it. You know what I mean? But I would just say, they rarely, if ever, will offer you a genuine apology. They just, y'all, this is not in, I'm telling you, it's not in the narcissist's handbook. Well, what is in the handbook, Lee? I want to find out what's in the handbook. Okay, y'all. Look, y'all don't be listening to me. It's not in the handbook to apologize to you. It just isn't. But narcissistic people, toxic people, y'all, they want you to apologize to them. I'd be damned if they don't. I'll be damned if they don't want you to apologize to them. They want all the apologies. Give it to me. They want you to be remorseful and sorry and stuff like that. But it doesn't work the other way around. They will rarely, if ever, open their mouths and say, hey, look, I truly am sorry. I understand that I absolutely devastated you and betrayed your trust and, you know, slept with your friend. I that sucks that I did that. I'm going to text it to you right now to let everybody know. If you want to expose me, I understand it. Like, I don't expect to be forgiven, but I just really am going to issue this apology to you. I can't imagine the pain I put you through. I'm genuinely, genuinely, truly sorry. You did nothing wrong to me to make me do that to your friend. I know I hurt you, and I just can't. But like, I understand it. I'm truly, truly, I am sorry. I'm going to write it down to you. So you, if you want to expose me, you can embarrass me. You can ruin my reputation if you need to, because I deserve it, because I hurt you. I really am sorry. I'm going to write it down to you. Here you go. Here's my signed note that said I did it and I apologize for it. That right there could be a very more aware end scene. It could be a more genuine apology than I'm sorry for everything. What sounds better, y'all? The what I just said, that deep, long apology, or that little BS? I'm sorry for everything. Stop accepting I'm sorry for everything because it has the word I'm sorry in it. Stop accepting, oh, I apologize, with nothing else behind it. I apologize, with nothing behind it. Oh, I apologize. For what? I'm apologizing. I'm just, you say you need, you, and y'all, in the end, also, never accept an apology that you have to ask for, that you have to beg for. I just need you to say sorry. And they say, oh, I'm sorry. That's not an apology either. Please just say sorry. Please apologize. Please apologize. Do not accept an apology that you have to beg for. That is not an apology. That's just them trying to get you to shut the hell up. Because you're begging or you're crying or you're pleading, whatever your situation is. They just want you to shut the hell up right now. That's what they're doing right now. That's what they have going on right now. They just want you to shut the hell up. They're tired of you talking. They're tired of you in their ear. They're tired of you. They're tired of it. They want you to be quiet and shut your damn mouth. So they say that type of stuff to you. They do that type of stuff to you. They want you to shut your yap. I'm just telling you. They want you to do that. So you have to empower you to keep moving forward. Because like I said, y'all, if you have to beg for an apology, it's not genuine. I know y'all want to hear the words, I'm sorry. I know you want to matter to people. I know you want to feel like you matter to people. I understand that dynamic. I get it. Trust me, I do understand it. But sometimes you have to accept the fact that you might not matter as much to this person as they matter to you. You know what I'm saying? I know that sucks, but no. Very rarely do they offer genuine apologies, and you should never accept an apology that you have to beg for or plead for. Goose frobble, y'all. Sorry, y'all. But anyway, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. I truly appreciate every single one of y'all. I'm super thankful for y'all. Headed to Sydney, Australia. Thank you for tuning in. If you haven't already, the brand is still available. Self-love brand. I love me. This is the I'm Good shirt. And the self-love journal is available on Amazon. Check it out. If you already got the journal on Amazon, hit a 5-star review for me. If you want to. Thank y'all for tuning in. Like and subscribe for more. Thank you so much for the support. Mental Illness is out. Peace.